God wants his own property. February 5. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Every man and woman has had the ransom money paid by Jesus Christ. Ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Son of God. Whether we give ourselves to the Lord or not, we are his. Ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price. We are the Lord's by creation, and we are his by redemption. Therefore we have no right to think that we can do as we please. All we handle is the Lord's. We have no right of ourselves to anything, not even to an existence. All our money, time, and talents belong to God, and are lent us by him that we may accomplish the work he has given us to do. He has given us the charge, occupy till I come. Do not make it a business to serve yourselves and become indifferent in regard to the claims of God upon you. You are his property. Jesus has bought you at an infinite cost. Your thoughts should be kept pure, they are the Lord's. Give them to him. We can merit nothing from God. We can give him nothing which is not his own. Will we keep back from God what is his own? Do not rob God and pawn his time, his talents, and his strength with the world. He asks your affections, give them to him. They are his own. He asks your time, moment by moment, give it to him. It is his own. He asks your intellect, give it to him. It is his own. The Lord wants his own property. When we have given to God soul, body, and spirit, when we have kept appetite under the control of enlightened conscience, and wrestled against every lust, showing that we consider each organ as God's property, intended for his service, when all our affections move in harmony with the Lord's mind, fastening on objects which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, then we have given the Lord his own. O God, all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee.